The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
If you walk down the underground linkway between Wisma Atria and Takashimaya, I am very sure you, like me, will be able to smell this really delicious scent that calls out to you. And that scent is similar if you head over to Cineleisure Orchard Entrance. And for many of us, we know where the smell is coming from. And it's none other than a Famous Amos outlet. In fact, Famous Amos has been around for a while, and it looks like it's not going to leave Singapore anytime soon. So I'm interested to know, what's the recipe to their success? And is there any way we can finally find out their secret recipe for their cookies? Well, in the studio this morning with me is David Chan. He's the head of business development at Famous Amos Singapore. David, good morning and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You work at Famous Amos. Let's go back and talk a little bit about the history. How did it arrive in Singapore? And I'm curious, where was its first outlet?
In the US, it started in LA in 1975. Wally Amos set up his first store. And then in Singapore, they finally brought it over in 1983.
Okay.
First outlet was Specialist Center, which has now gone down.
Some time ago. Yeah,
exactly. So it's been, 36 years?
Let's see. Specialist Center would be next to the old Phoenix Hotel that's along Somerset.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So that was the first outlet. Second outlet was Wisma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now that's still standing, and that's the one everyone remembers now.
And now in Singapore, how many outlets roughly do we have?
18. We just opened our 18th outlet yesterday.
Whereabouts?
Plaza Singapura.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good location.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the outlets, the 18 outlets, just for fun, I have my own guess, but which is the busiest outlet? Which brings in the most sales?
Why didn't you tell me?
Okay, I'm thinking Wisma Atria.
Exactly.
It's the way you come, you know, it's like you're trapping everyone with that Famous Amos scent, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And it is such a tight corridor, you know, the smell just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So when you walk past, you know, you smell it, you're like, okay, I need cookies now.
It is also kind of employing that age-old thing where if you're a chef and you cook and you smell, you feel, you end up not eating because you have smelled all the delicious food that you're making. This is really a way to entice people to buy more.
It is. I mean, it appeals to one of the senses, right?
And sure.
Senses such as a strong and enticing ability. So I think, you know, bringing people in with the smell, you know, that's been the strategy from day one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the quality of the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure me, like a lot of people who are listening, have had Famous Amos over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You do notice, if you buy it from the shop directly, the quality is still maintained. Which part of the world do you get your ingredients from?
Their source, mostly from the US.
I have a curious question, and it really comes down to, you know, this whole trend of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
There was always talk of, you know, wastage, and one form of wastage that gets overlooked is food wastage.
Yeah.
Now, what happens to leftover cookies for the day?
So, I mean, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the fresh bake model. We bake as we need to. Yeah, so every time, so all the stores have ovens, all the stores are baking every day, they're all fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start to run out, the girls start to bake more, and it helps control the wastage because, you know, we only bake what we need to sell during the day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot goes into, you know, some kind of customer research baseline, like you would know the average amount of customers per area,
mm-hmm.
per branch in that
exactly.
sense.
So I think, you know, over the years, it's been so long, it's been 35 years.
Yeah.
Of course, trends change, but generally we have an estimate of, you know, how many customers come in at certain hours during the day.
Mm.
So, you know, we can prepare ahead of time.
But you have competitors. I mean, without mentioning names, even in the Wisma Atria area, just literally
right next door,
there's a competitor. So how do you keep your price affordable? How do you make sure that customers will continue to buy Famous Amos?
So I think, I mean, that's part of the product itself, right? I mean, people enjoy Famous Amos and people know the taste, the smell.
Mm.
So I think for them, they're kind of used to paying for the cookie.
Okay.
The quality that comes with the cookie. I mean, of course, we can't be extreme and, you know, raise the price by $5 the next day. So, I mean, we may make gradual changes to the prices, but I mean, it won't be too alarming that customers will say, you know, I don't want that anymore.
Right.
Or hopefully.
David Chan, head of business development at Famous Amos Singapore. Since you brought up the topic of smell, how did this free smell idea come about?
So as I mentioned, you know, way back when we first started the store, the emphasis was on the smell. And we wanted to show customers that products are fresh, right?
Okay.
You know, they're fresh baked every hour of the day. And so as part of that, emphasize that concept, you know, we said three smells, right? So that you can sense how fresh the cookies are.
Sure, sure. It's a bit of a sensory marketing
exactly.
tactic. And on the note of sensory marketing, now, for sure, I know that the smell is real. Yep. That is the smell of the cookie. But drawing in reference of how, along Wisma, you have that competitor there, how come Famous Amos Cookies smells so much stronger? Is there an effort, and you don't have to tell me exactly what it is, but is there an effort or is there something that's done, just for curiosity's sake, to enhance that smell?
Okay, I mean, you know, just flat out, there is no perfume.
Sure.
The smell really just comes from the ovens. It just comes from the baking.
So it has nothing to do with maybe the positioning of the oven or I don't know, some way to make sure that there's a fan blowing in the background blow the smell out. It's just really purely as is.
It is. It is purely the oven. I mean, part of the air conditioning, you know,
sure.
the mall itself. I mean, but we don't do anything to really project the okay. smell. It just comes out naturally.
So David has debunked the myth, there's no perfume.
Exactly.
You're thinking of spraying cookie perfume on yourself, come on. What is Famous Amos' best-selling flavor?
No, not chocolate chip, just the classic.
Okay.
You know, it caters to everyone, people who don't like nuts, you know, just, you know, they want the classic chocolate chip.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple
exactly.
that way. It goes great with milk as well. How do you stay relevant in Singapore's market? And I say that because, you know, we've got such experimental taste buds. You've got your bubble tea craze, like this craze and that craze. How do you make cookies continue to stay at the forefront?
So I think, I mean, it's testimony to the product itself, right? I mean, the cookies, everyone loves it. It's great. You don't really find too many competitors in the market.
Sure.
A lot of the ones you see in the market are large, soft and chewy cookies.
True.
Whereas ours is a little bit more unique.
Bite right? size.
Exactly, easy. Exactly. Yeah. So that's one aspect to it, right? And part of that is also trying to stay relevant through marketing, through store locations, just increasing our presence and just making sure people know that Famous Amos is still around.
Right.
You know, we weather through the storms and we just make sure that customers know we're not going anywhere.
What's the R&D process like with Famous Amos?
So, you know, when we're looking for new flavors, new products to introduce, it's a lot of product testing. You know, we look for suppliers to try and bring in the ingredients. And, we do our own mixing here and there.
Sure.
Just to make sure, you know, all the products that we want to release are all up to our standards. You know, we work with different customer groups to see, you know, how do you react to this taste?
So like focus groups?
Exactly.
Okay. Is there a season in the year where the cookies sell the best?
No, Christmas.
It's a great small gift as well.
Exactly.
People buy that. So Christmas.
Christmas is by far the best season.
Okay, yeah. And when does that start? I mean, is December or early November?
So, I mean, it's gotten earlier and earlier throughout
really?
The year. Yeah, I mean, as you see normally with Christmas decorations up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
You know, it used to be a December thing.
Yeah.
Then, you know, people started to go back to November and hey, you know, I need to get my gift as early as I can. You know,
okay.
just in case I forget, it runs out. Just get it out of my mind. Right,
right. right. Mm-hmm. All right, so Christmas best-selling time for cookies. David Chan, Head of Business Development at Famous Amos Singapore, in the studio with me. Just like some other fast food brand where they keep their secret recipe in a vault, how, I know you can't share with us the secret recipe, I would try to ask you, but how do you have any insight, just for our curious minds, as to how you keep this recipe secret? Is there, I don't know, like a process where they have to sign some documents? You've got bakers at every store, right?
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, of course, there's legal documents that are
sure.
signed. We keep our supply chain production, you know, very closely secret.
Right.
Secreted, right? So I think, you know, just a combination of those factors. I can't really say too much.
Okay. So if I was working at a Famous Amos outlet, I would naturally know how to bake the cookies because I have to make supply according to my customer needs for the day. Am I right?
Exactly.
But having known the process to making the cookies there, does that mean I know the entire secret recipe?
No.
Ah!
Yeah. So, I mean, part of it is the supply chain and we, you know, we keep that closely guarded. So,
okay.
I mean, when you bake at the store, that is one aspect.
Right.
But I mean, there are more...
Multi-pronged approach.
Exactly.
Very smart, very smart. You know, recently our Prime Minister talked about how the retirement age is going to increase. There's been a lot of talk about hiring mature workers, getting people back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
I know Famous Amos ensures workers are trained, but how do you ensure that they're trained you know, for all the outlets to be at the same standard.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that comes to the skill and quality of our executives, the managers of the stores, and just making sure that supervising any new employee who comes in, you know, to do the baking, to do the selling, you know, just the interaction with the customers. I think all the aspects, they're so important, right? I mean, you need to have everyone up to standard. Okay. And I think our managers do a great job, you know, just being on the ground, supervising.
What is the company's stance when it comes to hiring mature workers?
We don't have a particular stance.
Right.
You know, whether for it or against it.
Sure.
You know, we treat everyone kind of the same way.
And I mean, but there can be some challenges with a younger worker and a mature worker simply because of mindset, different age. Is there a culture or a way to ensure that everyone kind of understands each other?
Yeah, I think that's built up, you know, just the rapport between the workers at the store level, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, some people really just, they can't do it. Even if they wanted to, they just, maybe they don't like the environment.
Right.
Too hot near the ovens, you know, then they leave. I think that's, you know, nothing you can really do about it.
Apart from a love for cookies, I mean, what does it take to really slug it out and enjoy a day working in a Famous Amos outlet?
Just his strong will. And the ability to keep cool. I mean, you're standing next to the oven, you're baking every day. I also want to say maybe intolerance to the smell after a bit, you know. So you don't want, you're not drawn to the cookies and you want to eat your own product.
I know, I'm going to end up doing that. Yeah. And, you know, I know you work as a head of business development at Famous Amos, but for all employees in Famous Amos, mm-hmm. no matter what position you're at, do you all have to know some aspect of how to make the cookies?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, that was part of it. We had Teachers' Day.
Right.
Wednesday, you know, that was the big day where all the parents, students come in to get the gifts for the teachers, right?
Ah, yes.
And so we mobilized the whole office. You know, we had everyone go down. Exactly. You know, just to help out, you know, whether it's sales, whether it's packing.
So it's extra help at the various outlets at
exactly.
all 18.
Yeah. I was at Plaza Sing yesterday as well, just helping to do some of the baking as well.
Oh, that's very interesting. It's been almost a year since Harrison's Holdings Malaysia bought the Famous Amos Cookies business here in Singapore. The price was 5.7 million Sing dollars. Any transition difficulties? How's it been so far?
No. I think it's been going well. I think the previous team handed off, you know, well. No real issues.
Sure.
I think we're all just trying to learn the ropes as new management team.
Okay.
And just making sure that we're able to continue the business for the next 35, 36 years and even beyond.
Sure. Any insight on why the decision for this buy over?
So I think it was a move towards retail.
Right.
So, I mean, Harrison's is a distribution logistics company. So, you know, moving towards the retail is almost natural.
Right.
I think.
David, I'm sure you have been paying attention to how there's talk of a potential recession and we're already seeing some kind of an economic slowdown.
Yeah.
And Famous Amos, having been around for 35 years, how's the company preparing itself for this slowdown? What is the company expecting to see?
We've seen it a little throughout the years,
sure.
right? I mean, people spending less on maybe what they consider luxury cookies.
Okay.
I can't say our cookies are the cheapest.
Yeah, right? But it's not the most expensive as well.
Yeah, you're right. But I think it's something people can live without.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you see more people holding a cup of bubble tea as opposed to holding a bag of cookies.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
I mean, we're all doing our part in the office, at the stores, to try and, you know, make sure costs, us, you know, anywhere we can save on costs, we do our best. You know, control the wastage, as I said, controlling the baking. And just, I think, as we've done before, just weather the storm. Just make sure we'll last throughout. So, just playing it safe and being a bit more prudent.
Finally, tapping into the R&D side of things, if I can get so lucky, diversifying for Famous Amos, you know, what does the future hold? You know, cookie mooncake, perhaps?
We've got a lot of ideas, I'm going to tell you, Elliot. I mean, we released this year, actually.
Oh!
So it's essentially a cookies and cream ice cream.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, Famous Amos cookies. So, I mean, if you're at the store, check it out. But apart from that, you know, some possible new flavors, some new product variants,
right.
Extensions into different sort of categories. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
I understand. But you're in business development. You're the head of business development. It's very tricky to diversify into a variant because you don't want to lose the message of we are a cookie mm-hmm. brand in
yeah.
that sense. How do you ensure you keep that middle ground?
So, I mean, the cookies will always be at the forefront,
sure.
right? I mean, it's always what Famous Amos will be known for. But at the same time, I think there are so many different things that complement cookies.
Right.
You have a bag of cookies. Mm. Maybe you want to drink a milkshake, for example.
Okay.
Not to give it all away, but
I get it. Just look into the compliments.
Exactly.
Right. David Chan, head of business development at Famous Amos Singapore, in the studio with me this morning. David, thanks a lot for coming by and for debunking the myth. There is no perfume at Wisma Atria. It is the cookies.
But then again, stay tuned. There might be a perfume release in the future.
I had to do that. David, thanks again and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you very much, Adit.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.